for KBAQ and Changing Hands Bookstore. I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. Lena and Sergei, The Love and Wars of Lena Prokofiev, Simon Morrison's new biography of Lena Prokofiev, Sergei Prokofiev's first wife, is published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. It's the Book Notes selection for the month of April. Author Simon Morrison's a music historian specializing in 20th century music, particularly Russian and Soviet music. He's a leading authority on Prokofiev and has received unprecedented access to the composer's papers. He's professor of music at Princeton and author of The People's Artist, Prokofiev's Soviet Years. He's written numerous reviews and shorter articles, including pieces for The New York Times and New York Review of Books. Artists aren't always the best role models or the best people. They can be self-absorbed, dismissive of anything not pertaining to their art, unconcerned with anything but their own welfare and that of their life's passion. Sometimes there is just not enough room in their worlds for other people like wives, husbands, children. That's the sad case with Lena Prokofiev, composer Sergei Prokofiev's first wife and mother of their two children, a vivacious woman and talented singer who eventually put aside her own career to care for their family and was neglected by Prokofiev along with their two sons throughout their marriage. Also heartlessly dumped for a younger woman, then arrested and forced into a prison camp in Soviet Russia on trumped-up charges. Simon Morrison, the author, is a researcher and a talented writer as well who does his subject justice on both counts. As much as I love Prokofiev's music, I found myself hating him throughout the book for his treatment of Lena and his family throughout his career and life. I was disappointed that he didn't have the sense of responsibility to reorder his life at least a little to better accommodate his family. A couple of distractions in the text were the copious references to friends of Lena's that I just couldn't keep track of, and the many interesting, poignant, and revealing photos the author describes in detail, but for whatever reason is not able to include in the book so the reader can see it for himself. The book is scattered with interesting tidbits about Lena and Sergei Prokofiev's lives that I didn't know, such as his affair with actress Stella Adler and his fondness for American cars, her early successes and hopes for a career in opera, their friendship with Vladimir Dukhelsky, who started out as a composer in Russia, changed his name to Vernon Duke, and ended up as a celebrated songwriter in America, known for hits like Taking a Chance on Love, April in Paris, and Autumn in New York. There's a poignant anecdote in the book where Prokofiev says goodbye to him in New York after turning down an offer from Hollywood and just before leaving for Russia. Prokofiev ends up making a series of bad decisions that put his family in jeopardy, the main one being his return to the Soviet Union just before World War II. Through it all, Lena is the glue that holds the marriage and the family together. More than anything, it's a story of love, betrayal, and perseverance in the face of incredible hardships that might have forced a woman of lesser will to fold completely. But Lena was a survivor. Her story is astounding and deserves to be heard at last. Morrison's book is a great way to learn about her. To find out more about the book and to order it online at a 20% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com or our website, kbaq.org. For KBAQ and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes.